now Vaad number 2 of Menuchas HaNefesh. We went through an introduction of how important Menuchas HaNefesh is, and we introduced what the definition of Menuchas HaNefesh is, how we're experiencing life through the lens of Neshama. So today, let's move forward. How do we achieve Menuchas HaNefesh? It would be very convenient if there was such a thing as just putting on a pair of glasses that had neshama lens. So whenever I go through a situation and I want to see how I can experience with the lens of the neshama, I just put on that pair of glasses. Same way you take out your reading glasses, you could take that. It would be very convenient, but the purpose of life, adam la'amal yulad, we're here in this world for work and effort, and therefore, it's obviously Menuchas HaNefesh is only attained when we put in the effort and work. It's not as simple as just putting on a pair of glasses. So I want to begin with a real scenario, although I made it up, but it's something that can be very common in all shapes and forms. It happens many, many times. And I'm bringing out an extreme story, but the idea is that we want to learn how to nip it in the bud, as they say, to stop our thoughts from spiraling into such a story. What's the scenario I want to bring out? You have a guy, let's say a younger man, he's married 2-3 years, he's about 25 years old, and they have one child, and the wife comes home or calls her husband from work, "I just got into a major accident." And she totaled the car. And you can imagine, etc., etc., after a day or two of the bills, the cops said it was her fault, so it's not only they totaled their own car, but they have responsibility to someone else that she hit. And you can imagine the worries and the thoughts that this younger man comes every day, he sits down by his Gemara, and he has tremendous thoughts of worry, how he's going to cover and pay. They need a new car, they have to pay for other bills and the other guy's car and all that. A lot of thoughts. The thoughts turn into feelings of tremendous anxiety. The person's overwhelmed with this reality of what he's responsible for. It could go further and turn into his physiology that now all of a sudden his stomach, he starts not able to, he lost his appetite, he's nauseous, he has the runs, he can't hold anything down anymore, and it turns into behavior too, that the whole day he has these thoughts going through him, that the only way he could calm himself is constantly, you know, he's twitching and making noise and trying to soothe himself, and like he's always pacing, and all these type of behavioral things become part of his life over the next few weeks, days or weeks, or whatever we're talking about in the story. And it obviously could go to the fifth dimension of self too that we mentioned, that it could end up going to his whole relationship. He starts becoming a very edgy person, and he has underlying upsetness at his wife because of what happened. And meanwhile, you have a whole story here that from one little thought that the day began with that accident, and it could spiral into this. So how do we nip it in the bud that a person who has thoughts that come from the wrong source, a thought of worries that comes from a source of pizur ha-nefesh, how do you nip it in the bud to go ahead and achieve menuchas ha-nefesh that this type of scenario doesn't play out? So step number one is a person has to remind himself, this is only half the story. Whenever I'm going through something and there's a thought which is normal to have that initial thought, you have a worry, whatever the scenario is, very normal. But at that point, to nip it in the bud and realize, this is only half the story. All my thoughts is because I'm perceiving and experiencing life through my chilek of my guf. There's another half of the story, and if I would experience my life, the incident that happened, with through the lens of neshama, it might look very different. And therefore, the initial step that we have to take is to realize, I never accept half the story. So I can't just be blinded and go along with half a story. We're natural, physical people, and there's no question that my initial mind, in the 50,000 thoughts that we spoke about, that come through your mind, the initial thought is going to be a physical thought that attributes to your chiluk or your guf. And therefore, there's another 50% of the story of the chiluk and neshama, which is really your true essence. That's who you are. And therefore, I have to go ahead and hear the other half of the story. Step number two is to tell yourself, okay, so let me take a peek through the lens of the Shema and see how it looks at this incident. How would it perceive and experience this thing that I'm going through, whatever it is in life? What would the lens of the Shema look like? So how do we know what the lens of the Shema is going to look like? Reb Chaim Friedlander says that we have to look at the example of the Torah, where the Torah taught us Menuchas HaNefesh, which is the example of Shabbos Kodesh. Like we mentioned, that Shabbos was given for Menucha. Over there you're going to see what it looks like through the lens of Neshama. Over there in Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Sheishes yom in tavoid vasisa kol malachtecha. 6 days you do work and you finish all your malacha. The famous chazal that Rashi brings down, vasisa kol malachtecha, kishetavoy Shabbos yebeinecha ki kol malachtecha asuya. When Shabbos arrives, it should be in your mind as if all your work is done. Shloi tahara achim malacha. There's no more thinking about any work. It's all done. Now let's be practical. What does that mean? Any typical businessman, any guy who's the regular guy running a business, or even as a professional, and he's in the middle of things, what does that mean? I'm supposed to go ahead and Shabbos arrives, the week ends, and it's ki'ilu, everything's done? Like Reb Chaim Friedlander says, well, the Torah is giving you Eitzah, that you should fool yourself. That's what the Torah wants from the human being. Fool yourself and make believe as if it's done. That's the expectations of the Torah. That's what the Torah is recommending to us. What does it mean? Ki'ilu malach t'chasoy, as if it's done. Who are you fooling? It's not done. What's the Torah recommending here? Sheish yizyam etava vasizakom malach t'cha. Zakar B'chaim Friedlander, the answer is the continuation of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Ki sheishes yamim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz es ha-yom ves kol ha-shebon. The Rabbeinu Shlomo made the shamayim and oretz and everything that there is here. Which means Hashem is not expecting you to make believe and fool yourself as if everything's done. But rather, when you enter Shabbos, you come to a moment of recognition. I'm the one that accomplishes in my job. I'm the one that gets my projects done. I'm the one that's making my business deals. It's not me. Sheishes yomim osa Hashem es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz es ha-yom ves kol ha-shebon. I don't accomplish anything. I don't do things and make the accomplishments. All I do is the motions. The Rabbeinu Shlom is running it all. And therefore, Shabbos teaches me that when we enter Shabbos, it's actually malachtecha asuya. We're actually living with that realization that I am done. I don't do anything anyway. It's not me. It's all Borei Olam. And it's exactly at the point of where he wants it to be. And nothing can be changed because I don't go ahead and accomplish. It's not my doing. And that's the realization that a person has of reaching the Menucha of Shabbos. That you enter Shabbos with that recognition. Like we say in the Yud Gimel Ikrim of Emuna, the first one, Animamim be'emuna shalema, shehaboyre yisborach shemoy. I believe with 100% conviction that the Rabbeinu Shloim is boyre umanig l'chol habruim. He is the one that's running everything. V'hu levadoy. He alone is osa v'oisa v'yasa l'chol hamasim. He does it all. And therefore, there's a tremendous level of menuchas hanefesh that you reach when you get into Shabbos Kodesh. That's part of the gift of Shabbos, that you realize it's none of it's me. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and therefore I'm actually done all my projects. I'm done everything. I saw the Kotzka says, it's meduyik in a pasuk, Yegia kapecha ki seichel. It's the toil of my hands. I go through the motions with my hands. If your life and your yegia is just about your hands, but not your mind and your heart, then ashrecha v'toivloch, you're so fortunate. That's the recognition that Yid has to have. We don't accomplish nothing. It's all his design and orchestration. And a mela, that's the pasuk that we find. Vayechal Elokim b'yoyim hashvi melachtoy asher osa. The pasuk says Hashem finished his work b'yoyim hashvi, and therefore vayishbos, he rested. The literal translation is he finished his work on the seventh day. And Chazal want to understand, what does it mean he finished on the seventh day? He finished his work on Shabbos? So Rashi brings down in his second pshat that he actually finished it on Shabbos. Hashem finished his work on Shabbos. What work? Says Rashi. Ma hoya olam chaser melucha. The world was missing. After all the 6 days of creation, the world was still missing menucha. A peace of mind. Bo Shabbos, bo's menucha. Shabbos came, and that's what brought the menucha. Kol sov nigra melacha. The job was done, and therefore he finished it on Shabbos. Rekab Chaim Friedlander, it's not true. He didn't finish that on Shabbos. If he finished all his malacha on Friday, so when he stopped working on Friday, that's when the job was done. That's when menucha happened, when he finished his physical labor. So what does it mean he finished it really on Shabbos? So he explains, because menucha taka is like we're saying, it's not about not working. He says many times when you're free and you don't have work, those are the worst times when you have the least menuchas hanefesh. When you have nothing to do, your mind races. And when you're free and there's no toil, sometimes that's when you're missing the most menuchas hanefesh. That's when you're living pizur hanefesh. So menuchas hanefesh is not defined by work or not work physically. Rather, menuchas hanefesh is like we're explaining. And it's this understanding that when Shabbos comes, there's a special gift that Hashem gives you. When you go with the right hishtadlus of receiving the gift of Shabbos, Hashem gives you that peace of mind of Menuchas HaNefesh, of Menuchas Shabbos. And that taka is something Hashem gave on Shabbos. Vayichal Elokim b'yoyim hashvi, you finish that job on Shabbos. This yisoid of step number two, that we take a peek and we look to see through the lens of neshama how neshama would experience any incident, anything happening in our lives. This idea, we really sum it up every day at the end of Psuke de Zimra. I just want to give you an introduction. Psuke de Zimra, Rabbi Chatzka Levenstein, after he survived in Shanghai and brought the Miri Yeshiva to the American shore, he ended up moving to Eretz Yisrael in 1949, and he lived in Yerushalayim for a few years before he became the Mashkiach and Panovich. So when he was living in Yerushalayim for a handful of years, he was giving vadim to a lot of choshel people there in Yerushalayim. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal, the Mashkiach of Kamenetz, was one of the people that were there. And there were many big people that used to come to Rabbi Chatzkel in 1949 when he settled in Yerushalayim. 5 years later is when he got the offer to move to Panovich. And they came with a taina to him, all the participants that used to go to his vadim, they came with a taina to Rabbi Chatzkel, what's going to be with us? You're moving to Bnei Brak, and you're going to start being Mashkiach in the yeshiva, what's going to be with us? We can't survive without your weekly vad. What's going to be? And you know what Rabbi Chatzkel answered? If you say Psuka de Zimra properly, you'll have everything you need. You don't even need my vad. This is what he said. Unbelievable. And Rabbi Chatzkel is not lying. He's an emes d'ka yid. Psuka de Zimra properly gives you everything. So what's the thing that we say at the end of Psuka de Zimra? We make this powerful statement of everything we've been discussing until now at the end of Psuka de Zimra. We say in the tefillah of Vayivarech David, Vayomer David, Baruch Ato Hashem, you are the source of all bracha, Elokei Yisrael, you're the God, Avinu, who's my father. May Oilov Yad Oilov, forever and continuously. L'cho Hashem, to you Hashem is all gedula, greatness, all gvura, strength, all teferes, the glory, Netzach, victory, v'ahoyin and beauty. Everything is you. Kichol b'ashamayim of aretz. L'cho Hashem amlocha. It's your kingdom, ha'misnasi l'chol roish. You control all forms of leadership. You're on top of everything. V'ha'oysher v'ha'kovei milfanecha. And all the money and all the honor and respect is all before you. V'ata moysha b'kol. You're controlling it all. U'biyodcha koyach ha'gvura. And I know, Hashem, you have it in your hands. It's in your hands to make great and strengthen everything and anything in my life. This is what we announce to the Rebbeinu Shlomo at the end of Psuka de Zimra every day. And this is the mindset that every yid, when you take a peek through the lens of your neshama, and you wonder, when you experience any thought, how does it look in the other half of me? Through the lens of the neshama, you have to remember this statement that you made every morning, this powerful statement, how I know when I look through the lens of the neshama, which is a chelik alakai mimal, it's a chelik abayri elam, it's a whole different look. When things look grim and dark and unfortunate, in the lens of neshama, it's a bright outlook. It has a whole different view. You're seeing something that's Hashem's the one that gave it perfect design. Everything's designed perfectly for me. And it has unlimited capabilities. The lens of guf sees life with limitations. The lens of neshama sees life with infinite possibilities. It's a whole different lens. And that's the peak that we take through the lens of neshama. A whole different view. Let's go back to our scenario for a moment before we get to step three. This guy who got the phone call from his wife that she got into an accident. So, I don't know how quick, a day, 2 days, how many days is the ladder, you know, till he gets back to himself. But the idea is, even if he gives himself some space, the bottom line is he has to get in control of himself. And remember, when I take a peek through the lens of the neshama, I'm seeing a whole different view. My car that was totaled, my wife totaled it, or Hashem totaled it? The money that I owe, she caused me to owe it? Or this is what the Hashem feels is best for me in His perfect design that He makes the rule, that He wants me to carry this chayiv now that I have? And every aspect of those thoughts that turn into feelings, that turn into his physiology, that can even turn into his behavior and relationships, it's a whole different view when you look through the lens of neshama. So this is how you have to nip it in the bud. Now obviously we're going to talk about, in the future weeks, about when a person's taka deep into an issue and he has these intense thoughts, feelings, and everything, whether it's anxiety, OCD, all these type of things that a person could actually be suffering from, a person needs formulas to get out of it. But in a general sense, a person wants to just, in general, maintain his menuchas ha-nefesh. Step one is to realize there's a half a story that I'm seeing. What about the other half? Step two is to take a peek of how it looks through the lens of the neshama. And now step three is to actually experience the next moment of life through the lens of neshama. Which means, neshama is a chelik al-kai mimal. It's a chelik of Hashem. Hashem is l'maylo min hazman, not limited to time. Like Bar Yehalom, there's no such thing as time. It's nothing about the past, it's nothing about the future. It's all about the moment in front of me. And therefore, experiencing life through the lens of neshama allows me to focus on this moment. Chaim Friedlander calls it the tzura of menuchas ha-nefesh. That's the tzura of menuchas ha-nefesh. That's how it looks. The focus of appreciating and valuing this moment of its own. He brings down the famous vort from his Rabbi Rab Dessler, who said it over from the Vilna Gaon, that if you want to have success, the Vilna Gaon said, a person has to think, I'm the only one in the world that could do this, and this is my only moment to do it, and this is the only daf that I have to go ahead and do. Lav dafka daf, I'm saying it means in anything in life, any mitzvah, any accomplishment. The Vilna Gaon said it in regard to learning Torah. But the idea is that there's a focus, I'm the only one, this is the only moment I have it, can't push it off, and this is all that I got to do. Chaim Friedlander explains that it's not just a thought, it's actually a reality. He says, each one of these steps that the Vilna Gaon is teaching us, he says, in truth, you're the only one. That's the reality. You are the only one. So Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Gemara in Brachas on Nunchesam and Aleph says, the same way, ein daitam zoyim ezelazeh, ein partzaseim doyim ezelazeh. No one thinks alike, no one looks alike. Chazal are teaching us, he says, the same way no one looks alike, your avoida is never like anybody else. And if Hashem has you in this world, it's because what you could accomplish, nobody could accomplish. So Mela, it's a reality that you're the only one that can accomplish this tafkid. And you only have this moment is a reality too, he says. Because in truth, the next moment is a new tafkid. Every moment of life is counted by Bari Olam. And therefore, every moment has its own tafkid. And now's the only time to accomplish this moment of utilizing it properly. Think about it. Yud Zayin Tammuz, at 2:25, whatever time it is, it only happens once. Today's Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tav Shin Pei Vav, it's never going to happen again. It's a moment that only you could use at this moment for its tafkid, and it'll never be able to be used again. And the third thing he said, that all you got to do is this, daf achas, or whatever this is, whatever mitzvah we're handling, whatever thought, whatever we're talking about, this is the only thing I got to do, because that's the truth also. Other tafkidim, other things that you have to accomplish, is not what Hashem wants from you at this moment. This moment, Hashem only wants this from you. And therefore, menuchas ha-nefesh means stop mixing in the past, stop mixing in the future, appreciate serving and using this moment in itself. Chaim Friedlander says, just to bring out the message, he says, you know, old people, he said, everybody lives with mistakes, he says. The whole world's living with this mistake. The old people, he said, they're so weak now to accomplish the now, and they see the future is very dark, and they don't know what the future brings. So old people are always talking about the past. He says, the young people, they're obsessed with the dreams of the future. And therefore, they any minute, any moment never counts because they're always looking at the future. And he says that success for all ages, from 0 to 120, is learning how to appreciate the moment for itself. That's what the tzura of Menuchas HaNefesh is. To be able to focus, what does Hashem want from me? When I'm the only one who could do it. At this moment, and all I got to do is the tafkid of this moment. Don't mix in any past failures and fright of the future successes. No, it's this moment on its own. So this is the three-step formula that gives us a general sense of Menuchas HaNefesh. To achieve a general sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, whenever we have in the 50,000 thoughts that come through our mind, and sometimes the thoughts could be coming from a Pizur HaNefesh source, like we mentioned last week, and you want to go ahead and live and achieve Menuchas HaNefesh, not to get bogged down by that thought. So when you realize there's another half of the story, and you realize what a peak in the lens of the Neshama would look like in regard to the perfect design of Hashem creating the matzah that you're in, and the infinite power that Hashem has, and by realizing it's just this moment that Hashem wants me to use for the right proper tafkid, those three steps allow you to achieve a Menuchas HaNefesh. Obviously, we're going to have to get to, sometimes situations are more intense and severe, and therefore it needs other type of dealings. But in a general sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, this is really it. And I just want to end that, in truth, this was the Rebbeinu Shlomo's original plan when he gave us the mitzvah of tefillin. We say this every morning, we don't wear tefillin the whole day. But in those days, they put on tefillin, and they wore tefillin the entire day. What happened when they wore tefillin the entire day? You say this every morning in your tefillah before you put on tefillin. Everything that we spoke about is what tefillin accomplished for a person. Listen to the words that you say every morning. Sivanu lahaniach alayad. The Rebbeinu Shlomo commanded me to put it on my hand, and should be neged halev, opposite my heart. L'shabed bazeh, to be meshabed and give over all tavos and machshavos libenu, all my tavos and machshavos, la'avodas yisbarach tashem. Va'al haroish neged amoyach, and the reason why it's on my head, opposite my brain, why is my tefillin there? And they used to wear this 24/7, so they wore it the whole day. Because the neshama that's in my brain, with all my faculties of my senses, kulam yu mishubadim la'avodasa yizbarach shemayim. The tefillin on our head reminded us throughout the day to have that awareness that I gotta live my life through the lens of neshama. Don't get lost through the lens of the guf, but realize the other half of the story. And that neshama taught me, that tefillin taught me, because tefillin reminded me about the neshama shebemaychi. It's black and white. Rearing the tefillin ala roish neged amoyach reminds me shehaneshama shebemaychi, the neshama in my brain, im shachusha v'kaychaysai, they shall all be meshubed and see things in life, every step of my day, when things go on, all the different happenings, 50,000 happenings, and at the average person, it should all be with a focus to be healthy psychologically, that it's going to be meshubed l'avodasa yisbarach, and I don't get lost in the other half, in the chiluk of my guf.